studying a chemical soup in our nation's rivers. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A lot of different chemicals end up in our rivers and streams, from wastewater treatment plants and farms and cities. Researchers are finding these mixtures of chemicals are more complex than we thought, and that could hurt fish and other creatures. Dana Copen joins me now. He's a research hydrologist with the U.S. Geological Survey and an author of a study on this topic. Hi, Dana.
Hello.
You and your team tested 38 streams across the country and looked at more than 700 chemicals. Some streams you tested had more than 160 different chemicals in them. How much do we know about these mixtures of chemicals?
Well, this is just the first time we really looked at to determine how broad of a set of compounds are we finding in streams. Now, certainly, there's a sense that these compounds may have an issue. Many of these compounds we're finding actually are by design to meant to have a biological effect, whether it's a pesticide or a pharmaceutical. So certainly that kind of raises the interest and priority in terms of, okay, there we're finding these out there in very complex mixtures. What does that really mean to the environment?
How unusual is it to find a situation where you have 160 different chemicals in a particular stream?
I would say that it's not overly common, but it's not uncommon as well. I mean, there's a number of areas that do have a kind of high impact from a variety of sources. For example, you know, wastewater treatment plants are certainly a big source of contaminants to the environment.
What's the most common situation? What's a typical number of chemicals that you might find in a mixture in a stream in the real world that you studied?
Well, in terms of this set of 38 streams, we found that half had at least 70 or more compounds detected in that single water sample.
What kinds of chemicals did you find most often?
The things we found most often were, let's say, look at the top 10 compounds. Eight of them were pesticides, and two were pharmaceuticals. And the two that were pharmaceuticals, they're really mixed. One was caffeine, as obviously everybody knows, is aware of caffeine. It's in our caffeinated drinks and so forth. But the other one was metformin, which is a prescription drug that's used for diabetes. So again, it's a range of things, but all those top 10 were all what we categorize as biological. You know, by design, they're meant to have a biological impact.
And some chemicals you might expect not to cause harm to creatures in the streams, right?
I mean, not everything you see is necessarily going to have an effect, but that's the whole big complicated factor with mixtures. As individually, you may think, oh, there's going to be no problems. But we just never know when you mix things together what kind of unintended consequences there could be from having two compounds or multiple compounds or this whole soup of compounds together. You could have unanticipated consequences just because you just can't anticipate what kind of interactions they may have when they're all present simultaneously.
And as you mentioned, some of these things, some of these chemicals are designed to be biologically active. So pesticides, antibacterial compounds, drugs that we take. What are the compounds that you think are the most important to study to look and see if they're hurting wildlife?
Well, I think it's those compounds you specifically mentioned. I mean, if you have to start somewhere, you might as well, you know, look at those that are known to have a biological impact. This national study was really a pilot study to really, you know, really dive into this chemical mixture topic in more detail. Now, the toxics program within the U.S. Geological Survey has now devoted a whole project specifically to contaminant mixtures. So it really shows this was a very important area of research for us.
Dana Copen is a research hydrologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.